Time to shine. Good morning, everyone. If you can, there's a bit of rain. A tad wet, isn't it, lads? Good morning. Welcome to the program, Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. We are here on this Thursday morning, broadcasting from 1170 AM here in Sydney, 801 AM Central Coast, 1575 AM Illawarra, 90.3 FM in Griffith, 1323 AM Canberra. And good morning to those of you in Queensland joining us for the first hour of our show. Let's list the stations. 6.93 AM in Brisbane, good morning. 16.20 AM Gold Coast, SEN Track Network through regional Queensland. You are with us for the first hour until Pat and Heels from 6 AM Queensland time. In fact, Heels again is doing the Brandy RDO. And Darren Lehman is filling in there with Pat in Queensland. So anyway, good to have your company for this first hour. Also, wherever you're listening on the SEN app, give us a shout out this morning. 1300 01 1170 is the McDonald Jones open line. You can text 0457 736 736 if you just want to even talk about the weather. Fair dinkum, the rain, and it's going to keep up. And some of us have birthday parties planned for their kids outside on Saturday. Very, very tough. Imagine having a wedding this Saturday planned out. How nervous would you be? Hello also to those listening belatedly via the podcast. Don't forget, if you can't tune in live, you can listen via our podcast. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. I see yesterday plenty of people downloaded the Justin Simon chat from the Sydney Kings. He's a good character. I look forward to having him back on the program. Brandy, we've got NBL, we've got A-League, but I tell you what's crept up on us, Bathurst. What about the weather for Bathurst? You know, an iconic event, you know, traditional race. It is on this Saturday, on this Sunday, and nothing but rain in the build-up. That would be tough.
Get set for some carnage up on the mountain, Vossie. I think all sporting events should be postponed this weekend. I don't want to drive to Foster for a three-day sevens rugby under-15s tournament, because when you get there, they'll say, look, sorry, no, it's... Yeah. So I don't want to do it. Just make an early call and say, that's it. It's a bludger outside. To all our SEN listeners, if you're at home thinking about going to work, if you're working outside, forget it. Have the day off.
If you work outside, have the day off today.
Take the day off.
Nice, Brandy's...
Stay inside, listen to us.
All right.
Vossie, yeah, plenty of sport. As you said, Bathurst is on this weekend. International cricket got underway. The summer of cricket started last night. Well, I sat up and watched it. I watched it right to the death because I couldn't turn it off, because Australia were in enormous trouble. They needed 11 runs off the final over. Somehow they got there. They got there with a ball to spare. But the West Indies dropped two catches during the final over. Boy, that hurt. Mark Waugh said, there's the game. The game's gone right there and then. The other thing that was interesting was that Aaron Finch scored runs. But batting at number four, Cameron Green opened the batting.
Yeah.
And Mark Waugh and Brad Haddin, who were in commentary for Fox Sports, said they could not work out why Cameron Green was playing, because he isn't part of the World Cup. They virtually said, well, why is he here? If these are warm-up games for Australia for the World Cup, Cameron Green might be in form, but the good form doesn't matter because he won't be part of the World Cup. They could not get their heads around why he was starting and why he was opening.
Yeah, Aaron Finch, now that is, last night was what, his 244th time he's batted in a T20. 233 of the 244 have been as an opener, and he's never batted at number four. And here we are, tuning up for the World Cup, batting him in a position. He's the captain and never played. And he's saying it was his decision to play Cameron Green, even though he's said, you know, there's no way Cameron Green forces his way into the side. And yet he's then made the decision to open the batting with him.
Finch did get some much-needed runs, 58 off 53.
Is it enough? And steered
the Australians to a position where they were in, you know, they could win the game. Matthew Wade finished things off with a very good innings, but there was a lot of failures as well. And I was interested to hear what Mark Waugh said about Glenn Maxwell. He said, this is the bloke that needs runs, Glenn Maxwell. So apparently Maxwell hasn't been scoring runs. Mark Waugh said for the last 12 or 18 months, really, has not been amongst the runs.
Well, it's 67, in more recent times, it is 67 runs from his past eight innings. So yeah. That's not flattering. That's not flattering
at all. And he got out with a pretty ordinary shot too. It was a loose shot.
So Maxwell out for a duck. Tim David also didn't... also scored a duck last night. Now, we've got some DRS dramas. Don't we love that? It's almost like bunker tag out, DRS tag in.
But well, this was a bizarre one. I haven't seen anything like the one we saw last night.
Yeah.
Where Mark... But both the Fox commentary team said, well, that's going down leg side. Mm. But when the DRS, when they showed the ball tracker, somehow the ball straightened up. Had it hitting leg stump.
Well, I'll set it up for our listeners because we've got the audio from the SEN coverage of the match last night. Now, Mitchell Starc, as you know, left armour. He's sliding the ball, bowling to the left-hander, Pooran, the West Indies captain, no less. Yep. And whenever a ball hits a pad in a T20 game, of course you shout because you want the mayhem. You want the confusion that could cause a run out. It's almost like a reflex action by all fieldsmen. They will appeal when they hit a pad. Because then the batsman stops for a moment and you have that. So they threw up the appeal. And then Aaron Finch was almost, we're not really going to challenge this, are we? We're not going to review it. And he looks around, and he plays a little bit of theatre and he does it very slowly, boom, we'll do the challenge. Now, as it all unfolds, Mitchell Starc's had one look on the replay and said, oh, what have I done? And he goes to the end of his mark, ready to bowl again. Now, that's not a dead set giveaway. You know, that's like a footy player knowing he's dropped the ball over the line, a rugby league player, and going back to the 10-metre line to play the ball.
Just giving up on it.
That's
just,
right. He gave up on it.
Just giving up.
So let's pick it up there with the SEN commentary now on this DRS controversy. Sam Hargreaves in commentary with Darren Berry.
I think it's hit his pad first, but I think it's missing leg stump.
Buran's already gone back to the non-striker's end.
We can confirm. I can let you know. Don't worry about 100 DRSs. It hit the pad first, right? So just move on from that. Don't waste time. It hit the pad first, but the ball is tracking down leg side.
Just while we're doing this...
Oh, my God.
For far too...
You've got to be kidding me. That's a shocker.
I don't know how
that is
the
a
tracker
shocker.
Has that...
That is a shocker.
...in the inside of leg stump, and the decision is out. The finger goes up.
DRS has had a meltdown.
Our jaws hit the desk.
I'm sorry.
There's it's a key had a thing malfunction.
About that. Yeah, there's a key thing about that, because with the DRS, if it gets set up, you know, not out, and half the ball's hitting the stump, you know, when they
That's
do the vision,
right.
It remains not out. This one wasn't just the whole ball. As they said, it was on the inside of leg stump. So it wasn't even on the outside of leg stump or hitting it flush. It was between leg and middle. And Mitchell Starc, just with his natural angle, the ball is going to miss. To your naked eye, let's not exaggerate. Let's put 15 centimetres on it. It's going to miss leg stump. At least 15 to 30 centimetres, it is going to miss the stumps completely.
So my faith in ball tracker now has disappeared.
Gone.
I've got no faith in ball tracker. None. No. How would the players have faith in it? Like that, because that was an error. That was just an out-and-out malfunction of the ball tracker.
But ball tracker had it going on the angle. And if it naturally
it
bounces
it,
then just
horribly.
Keeps on going. Then all of a sudden it sort of just gets a little bit of curvature there. And just
and that's not how the ball, that's not how it was live. That's
no. So, Houston, we've got a problem. Peter Volandis, Jared Maxwell, is there anything you can do about it?
I don't think there is.
Rugby league the blame?
Rugby league can't save cricket.
No.
It's almost like a headline I read the other day. Rugby league can't save cricket from itself.
Nice. That's very good. Beautifully written. Second T20, and you can hear it here on SEN, will be played tomorrow night at the Gabba. If Cameron Green gets picked again, well, that will be bizarro world if he's picked.
Well, he can't play. Like, he can't play if he's not in the side. These are warm-up games. Like, they're important to win.
Is he trying to serve a suspension? Is he trying to serve a suspension? Playing the warm-up games.
Maybe you should talk to Ryan Madison about serving suspensions.
Beautiful segue. Let's go there. Now, I'm going to read the quote. Everyone, if you haven't caught up. So Ryan Madison, I think you know the story by now. Crusher tackle grand final, series of fines, different rules finals, blah, 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 blah. We can't work it out yesterday. We couldn't understand it. But rather than take a $4,000 fine, he is taking a three-match suspension. This is a player on, we believe, around about $600,000 a year. So he'll get paid by Parramatta for 3 weeks and not play a game rather than pay $4,000 out of his own kick. This is his quote, Ryan Madison. If you do something wrong at work, they don't take money off you. I just feel $4,000 is pretty hefty, considering I've paid nearly $4,000 in fines already this year for things that are absurd. At the end of the day, I've got personal things to worry about outside of rugby league.
What?
Interesting quote. Well, yeah, I don't quite know what that means.
What does that mean?
Well,
what's he short? Like, has he been on the punt? Like, where's his money gone? But if this was a young player, so if this was a minimum wage player,
yep,
you know, and he said to the club, look, you know, I've been fined $4,000 already this year. I've got $4,000 fine. Yeah, like I reckon other players would chip in money to get him through or to, but here's a bloke on $12,000 a week,
$12,000 a week. Like, look, do the maths. Yeah. He's on about $12,000 a week. It's a Parramatta has to pay him $12,000 a week.
He's opted not to pay the fine because he's got other things to worry about outside rugby league, and sit out for 3 games. Like, and we said this yesterday. I said, well, I'm confused. I am, and I remain confused. I do not understand it, and I don't know what if he was a player in. Another like if he did that at Penrith, like they'd be going, What are you doing, mate?
Yes, that's $36,000 we're paying you that 3 week period to be with your teammates, to do your job. Yeah. But he's,
what is he making a stand because he's been wrongly fined because he did say they were absurd. So is he sort of trying to make a stand, what's the game coming to type stand?
Yeah, he then threw in the mix the, look, he got a big run on social media, the Jerome Luai alleged kick. Now, or whatever it was, the freeze of something that happens over the grassy knoll with Isaiah Papali'i on the ground. Now, okay, your interpretation looking at it, he's either done a little kick into Papali'i, or he's maybe stomped his foot on his hand. Like back in the day, it happened all the time in rugby league. You walk up and suddenly the studs go into the hands of the bloke on the ground. It was all the time.
Beautiful.
Now, that's what it looked like, but there's no evidence of the contact. Isaiah Papali'i does not react at all. So if you seriously thought he was kicked in the head or he had his hand stomped on, there'd be at least a flinch, you would think. But there isn't at all. So I don't think that incident was what you thought you saw, backed up by the match review committee. So for Ryan Madison to drag that in, he is cracking jokes. Ryan Madison, very interesting character, Brandy. I don't think he's winning any supporters at all from anyone.
No.
Peers?
No.
Teammates? Fans? Club? Who'd support him on this?
Well, both. Fans and teammates. And the club going... This is bizarre. What, pay your $4,000 and get on the field.
Yeah.
Next year. What? So we're going to start round. So we're starting rounds 1, 2, and 3 without Ryan Madison.
Well, I'm still not
lock
clear
that
on that. I'm not clear. Is it the NRL games? What, can he get the trials? Is he going to get the trial matches? Yeah. But the whole thing is just bizarre. Can you unpack it for us, please?
And if you're a Parramatta fan, how do you feel?
Amazing stuff. Manly, Lieutenant Dayan in the Tradies News in a Nutshell Hour has been taking a lot of calls and texts on it, on Manly. So the owner, Scott Penn, flying back into the country. Crucial meeting. We need to make some changes and we're going to go through a process with Dez. We're telling Dez what we're looking for. It's a process and then there's give and take. He could decide that's not what he wants to do. I'm thinking the Manly season, I'm just getting a feel, this is just from experience, the Manly 2023 season has been poisoned already. That's what I'm feeling. I had Manly my 4 this year, I can't have Manly my 8 next year.
Now
it seems bad juju.
Yeah, when the drama broke and following, the end of the season and how they finished the year, there was a lot of journalists saying, look, they're telling Dez that he's got to do it this way, he's got to get rid of these people. And if he doesn't like it, well, you know, that's he can make the decision then and there, but he's got to follow the way we want him and what we want him to do as a club. So, but that's the first time that that quote from the owner and the chairman, Scott Penn, to say that he might decide that's not what he wants to do. So there's a possibility that Des will leave. That's the first time I've heard that come from a Manly official. So
yeah,
there's plenty to do and plenty to nut out like it. at Brookie.
Not liking it. There's a stench. There's a stench there.
So Josh Dannay, Anthony Seibold,
yeah,
Dean Young, Shane Flanagan.
Josh Hennig.
The name's been bandied about. The Herald says Anthony Seibold is favoured. The Telegraph are saying Josh Hannay is favoured. So we'll see what happens
Ben Hunt's on deck for another 2 years of the Dragons. Now, the Telegraph reporting that means Jaden Sullivan is expected to ask for a release to join the Bulldogs next year. What do you think about that, Dragons fans? LIV Golf, Sydney to get the Basil Brush. Queensland, you're going to get the Basil Brush as well. It's going to be South Australia, it appears. Adelaide has emerged as a favourite with the Grange Golf Club, leading candidate, a course which Greg Norman helped redesign a decade ago. The little Great White Shaft link there. And we've got a great story. I'll bring to you a little later on this morning. Victor Radley has won the hearts and minds of the English fans already. So I'm seeing photos and vision of him training with the England team, and he's there, and he's very vocal. He's talking to others, Chris Hill and other blokes he's never played for before. Played with, and he looks like he's taken a leadership role. But I'll give you a quote that he's given because he's honouring his dad, who was born in Sheffield. Wait till you hear this. This is an amazing quote. He's quite a character, Victor Radley. Have your say on cricket. DRS, do you have faith in it? Have you always had doubts in it? Have you ever been a supporter? Let us know, because we've got a real drama last night. We have a real problem. 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. We are broadcasting out of SEN 1170 AM in Sydney, but we're broadcasting across New South Wales, Queensland, the ACT, and on the SEN app.
Yeah, no finance desk again today, but a little bit later on, you've got a real estate story to tell us.
Yes, oh, it's
quite
a
good one.
It's a perler. It's got a rugby league tie to it. Famous residence, you know, it's a good story. Can't wait to give it the real estate desk. What music we're going to put the real estate segment to? You don't want to miss it. 26 and a half after 6. Brandy, let's rip into the text. Let's ramp it up right now. 0457 736 736.
Now, Andy B, this is a good point. Where do you reckon Ball Tracker would have had Warnie's ball going in the ball of the century?
The ball of the century? Ball Tracker. Well, that's right. Now, that's different. With a spinner as opposed to Mitchell Starc. That's right. The ball probably where
like
it lands.
Turns sideways.
It's missing the stumps by miles. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Ball Tracker on a bold. I was just thinking for a moment. Hang on. No, it wasn't.
He's talking about the flight of the ball and where it bounced and how much it turned.
Great point. This one. Hey, boys, any news on the Hammer signing for the Dolphins, Josh from Erskine Park? Yeah, Michelle Bishop all over this story at 6:45. Granted a release by the Cowboys. Hemiso Tabuai-Fido. How good are the Cowboys going that they can let him go? Like, that's like 12 months ago. That's the unthinkable. He played State of Origin, 12 months on, Drinkwater, long-term contract. Tabuai-Fido is allowed to go elsewhere.
Incredible. Well, they got two good wingers, Felt, Tolungi. I guess it's he wanted to go somewhere where he could get a start. Are the Para fans going to start a GoFundMe page for the hard-up Ryan Madison, says Michael?
Well,
if you want him on the field, you might have to.
That's right. 12,000 a week. That's right. Someone come up, stump up the four, and you can have him on the field. Morning and Vossie and Brandy, you legends. You're probably going over the top on that. But anyway, appreciate it. If Madison cared so strongly, why didn't he opt to fight the charge at the judiciary? Bringing Luai into it is a joke. Typical of Maddo based on his history. Chris from Burranee. There you go. Chris had his say. Madison has a little bit of history, the walkout on the Tigers. But that's right. Why not fight the charge? What more?
Well, very hard to fight a grade one. It was a grade one charge. Like, you can't seek a downgrade. You've got to be found not guilty. And that was going to be very hard. Ryan, morning Shaggers, says the reptile Ryan Madison has shown in his career that he has no care for the club or the jersey, only money. He is a mercenary, and they call it any other way it is. You're absolutely kidding. So
that's what I'm saying.
Money before team.
Yeah, Ryan Madison, like, I don't know who's advising you, mate, but you're getting no support anywhere here. But yeah, but it's not just fans. I don't think fellow players would... his teammates couldn't possibly say, yeah, good call. Good call.
If you're a teammate of Ryan Madison's and he decided to sit out three games instead of paying $4,000, you would not understand it. And you'd think, well, he's not a team man.
So is Ryan Madison the joke of the day, or has Jay the Bookman got something better? Leading to Jay the Bookman from Dimmicks at Rouse Hill. Perfect weather to get a book sitting in the rain, or sitting inside while they're raining outside. Jay, what's your joke of the day?
Yeah, sad day yesterday. I'm not sure if you saw, but it was the funeral for the man who invented Tupperware. It was a beautiful service, though it was delayed for 2 hours while they found the right lid for the coffin.
That's good. Bam! He's back. He's back, baby. Jay the Bookman is back, and he'll be back tomorrow morning. That's gold. Good areas.
Vanessa, thank you. We're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, experts in slip and fall compensation claims. This is the part of the show where you get to have your say. Give us a text on 0457 736 736 or pick up the phone and call us on the McDonald Jones open line. The number is 1300 01 1170. Open line thanks to McDonald Jones. Save thousands on your dream home with McDonald Jones birthday sale, which is on right now, Andrew.
Yeah, now, Brandy, got a beauty from Victor Radley. Yeah, it's hard not to like Victor. I know he's had some judiciary issues along the way, but it's hard not to like the character that he is. Now, this week we've been talking about Penrith got thrown under the bus, arrogant and all of that, and Parra can't play, rivalry, hates, all these sort of things, disrespectful. Victor Radley, the reason he's playing for England is supporting his dad. Now, his dad was born in Sheffield. Now, up in Sheffield, and James Whaling, we've had on this program before, British reporter, works for the Daily Mirror. He's sent me through this story. So they said, this is a beauty. So in Sheffield, you have Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday, the two football clubs. Now, that's a rivalry. If you're a Wednesday supporter, you hate United. If you're a United fan, you hate Sheffield Wednesday. So there's none of that. You know, that's tribalism at its best.
It's black and white.
This sums it up. Yeah, so Victor Radley said... after started training with his England colleagues today, he was asked about his dad, you know, that he and his dad is coming over. He's going to go watch him play Greece, England v Greece, at Brummell Lane on October 29. But you see, Brummell Lane is actually the home ground of Sheffield United. Ooh. Remember, Victor's dad is a Sheffield Wednesday fan. So he's got to go to United's home ground. So Victor said... this is the quote. This is a great quote. He's a Sheffield Wednesday fan, but it's at Sheffield United. So he says he's not going to do a shit for 3 days before he gets there. Now, that's end of quote. That's Victor Radley talking to English press for the first time. Can you imagine the bloke, you know, riding there? He's got the cravat on. He's, oh, yes. What? He's not going to do a poop for 3 days before he gets to Sheffield United. So I assume, so when he gets there, to unload at the home ground of Sheffield United. What a beautiful turn of phrase, Victor. How can you not love that? That's an amazing quote. So there's rivalry for you, folks. Don't give me that there's any drama with it at all. That's Victor Radley. Let's go to the next one.
Wow. This one from Andrew, he says, Munster at centre for the Kangaroos is a story doing the rounds after Mel's press conference. Did Mel mention, well, he said Daly Cherry Evans had played 5'8". PNG side that didn't have anyone in it. They had none of their stars. It was a Queensland Cup PNG side against the PM's 13. Daly Cherry Evans had a run in the halves. Yeah.
The starting centres are Mitchell and Valentine Holmes. Lock it in.
Absolutely.
Like, there'd have to be injury for that not to be the centre pairing for Australia. Yeah.
And then would the backup.
And that's the best centre pairing that Australia could put on out of the squad they've picked.
And the backup centres are Campbell Graham, Matt Burton, Jack White.
Yep.
They can all play centre.
Can all do it.
So, Munster won't be playing centre. And Daly Cherry Evans won't be playing 5'8".
No.
And
based on the draw, and a lot of our listeners probably haven't got their head around the draw I'm heading over, and of course we'll have all first-hand reports, Australia playing Fiji, Fiji looms as the toughest of the pool games. So I believe our best side. That's the giveaway. Very first game, Brandy. There'll be no trialling for positions. Mal's got his top side in his head. That will be the side running out at Headingley for the first game for the campaign against Fiji. Because then they play Italy and Scotland, and I don't think they hold the same regard. Yeah, for those two teams, with the greatest of respect.
Yeah, well, with the greatest of respect, yes. But that's how all touring sides, whenever a touring side lobs in England, a kangaroo tour, it is always your best team out in the field for the first game. Now, normally the first game on the kangaroo tours, Vossi, we used to play Wigan. Wigan at Central Park.
Fourth test.
Absolutely full. It was magnificent. Good. It was just what a thrill. What a thrill to be at Central Park when it was packed.
So all those other players, so like when you say, again, with respect, Campbell Graham, they will play Italy. There will be players on this tour who only get one game, and that will be Australia v Italy, which will have Cooper Johns playing. Cooper Johns playing for Italy.
Yep. He was
confirmed yesterday.
I think they had training yesterday. It was around our place yesterday, Coop, talking about it. So, seemingly so. But you're right. They will hit the ground running with their best team, and that's where we'll know all those positions that are up in the air, particularly the halves, Cherry Evans and Nathan Cleary.
It's a big call, though. It is still a big call. The Queensland Origin captain from the winning series this year and Nathan Cleary. This one from Phil the Dragon. Hi, boys. Cricket Australia should second Graham Annesley. Second Graham Annesley this morning to put a spin on that DRS decision. Laugh out loud. That would be great. Graham Annesley. Graham, just need your help, mate. Just need a little bit of advice, like in a consultancy base. Or Luke Patton. Luke Patton would be good. Remember that week we had the pressure, the separation, the whole thing, that would be good. Put a bit of spin on it. Just chuck one of the leaguey boys out there to explain.
You could run a little highlights package of the Graham Annesley season, couldn't you? And
You played at Guantanamo Bay for terrorist suspects. I think I'd better ask the wider audience.
Mike says the signing of Hamaso to the Dolphins. Hammer really needs someone to set him up to be effective. He's blistering pace in the clear, but not the footy IQ, feel for the game or the deft passing of Drinkwater. No, that is true. He hasn't got a passing game, but I think his footy IQ is okay. He's just, he's a runner of the ball. He's a terrific runner of the ball, but he wasn't what the Cowboys needed, and Drinkwater's certainly provided that.
They've got Edric Lee as well. It's quite entertaining. A couple of potential really good entertainers there for the Dolphins. First up, Edric Lee on the wing, Hamaso, Tabuai, Fido. You've got to be pretty happy about those two in your back line, I would have thought. Morning, fellas. No need to start a GoFundMe page for Maddo. I'll pay him for him to sit out the season, says Steve. Oh, boy. See?
I'm assuming that Steve of Dubbo. Steve is a tragic Para fan. If you weren't in the good books with your fans to start with, and then you're saying, no, I'm going to sit out three games instead of paying a $4,000 fine, well, that tips you over the edge. Going to be cold as a witch's... Yes,
that's an old saying.
Over there, Vossie. Miles
that's an old
Newcastle.
Saying, yes, which is good. Thank you for that. Anyway, it's getting acclimatised right now with the weather here. I mean, I can't imagine it's going to be any worse than what we're going through as far as rain is concerned. Maybe Ryan Madison is referring to Dylan Edwards backing himself into the crusher tackle. Maybe Madison wants Edwards to split the bill $2,000 each for his role in the tackle. I will say this in defence of the Madison incident. It barely raised an eyelid. I mean, no. Eyebrow. I've done a Benny Elias there. Better than eyelid, I was half asleep. Even Kevin Walters' eyebrows had no reaction to this.
No.
One.
No, it wasn't much.
Whoopi Goldberg's nothing.
He was unfortunate because Dylan was running backwards at the time. And you're trying to stop someone's momentum as they've spun around, and a lot of players do gain extra metres going backwards. Sometimes it's unavoidable. That one might have been, but I don't think he's fighting it and winning. Nowhere to go. No downgrade. It's grade one.
Right. And it's only because of previous priors that he's ended up where he is. But then this whole finals thing, you get the option when it's a grand final, isn't the next match isn't a final. I don't understand that logic at all. Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Martin says, yes, Ryan Madison is a little different, but what do you think of the crusher tackle? Well, he was a little unlucky. I think there are plenty of times when the attacking player turns his back on the defender and they just happen. This often looks like a crusher tackle, but what can the defender do in that situation? Once the attacking player holds his neck, the inevitable penalty and charge follow. That's true too. You see players just grab their neck. I've seen players grab their neck when there's been no hint of a crusher.
Yeah, but hang on a sec. Was it even a penalty in the game? I don't know. I don't think it was a penalty.
I think it was.
Oh, do you think it was? Okay. I think it was. You're going to lock that in?
No.
Yeah. All right, Michelle Bishop's coming up. Signing news in the NRL. She's got the latest on the Manly story, and Nick Kyrgios is causing a stir again. Michelle Bishop all over it. She's back on it. Don't know where she was yesterday. No idea. But with a sports update coming up at 18 minutes to 7.